Next, we're going to talk about some extrinsic controls that affect the blood vessels, and in turn affect the blood pressure. And the first type of extrinsic control we're going to talk about are those coming from the central nervous system. So these are going to be nerve impulses that are bringing messages that will affect what happens to the blood vessels. And I want to remind you that sympathetic neurons are going to release norepinephrine. And norepinephrine is going to interact with specialized receptors in the cardiovascular system called alpha-1 receptors. And the adrenal medulla is going to release epinephrine. And epinephrine interacts with beta-2 receptors. And beta-2 receptors, again, are found in the cardiovascular system as well. So let's talk about what alpha-1 and beta-2 receptors do. You may remember these at least somewhat from when you were studying the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system back in human ANP1. Alpha-1 receptors excite smooth muscle of the arterioles. So if you think about not so much the big arteries, but the smaller, as the arteries branch down and become smaller and smaller, they're called arterioles. And these arterioles have smooth muscle in their walls. And the smooth muscle has alpha-1 receptors, which can be stimulated by norepinephrine. And what happens when they are stimulated by norepinephrine is that the smooth muscle in the arterial walls contracts. And when these when the smooth muscle contracts, it causes the arterioles to also contract. So it's going to cause vasoconstriction. So when the alpha-1 receptors are stimulated by norepinephrine, it's going to cause the smooth muscles in their walls to contract, and that's going to cause the arterioles themselves to contract, causing vasoconstriction. And you may have heard of drugs called alpha blockers. These help to eliminate some of that vasoconstriction when it's associated with sympathetic nervous stimulation. All right, another type of receptor are the beta-2 receptors. And what these do is they cause relaxation of the smooth muscle in both cardiac and skeletal muscle smooth muscle that's found in the arterioles. And it causes them to relax, causing vasodilation. So the beta-2 receptors are going to have an opposite effect. And you've probably also heard of beta blockers. These, again, are used to treat chronic high blood pressure. Also, there are extrinsic controls by the endocrine system. And I'm going to introduce some of the hormones that are involved with regulating the vascular system. However, we will cover these again when we talk about the urinary system and when we talk about fluids and electrolytes a little bit further along in the class. So some of these may be familiar, some of these may not. The one thing to keep in mind is that fluid volume within the blood vessels is going to have a direct impact on blood pressure. So the more fluid, the more water is that you find in the blood vessels, the higher the blood pressure is going to be. The less fluid you find in the blood vessels, the lower the blood pressure is going to be. And this makes perfect sense if you think about taking a water balloon, and if you filled it with half full of water, you realize that there's not a lot of pressure on the walls of the balloon. However, if you fill that balloon with more water, you try to cram more water into that balloon, you end up with much more pressure on the walls of the balloon. And so the blood vessels act in a similar way. So these hormones that I'm going to talk about do a variety of things, but one of the major things they're going to do is they're going to regulate how much water is being retained in the body or is being eliminated from the body. And that amount of water that's being retained or eliminated is going to have a direct impact on the amount of water that's in the blood vessels. and it's going to have an effect on blood pressure.